It's Thursday, the 24th of December. It's Christmas Eve morn. It's just about Christmas Eve afternoon. You know, it's 10 past 11 in the morning. Another 12 hours in bed last night. I would say shocking, but not really, because if you go to bed at back of 10, and you struggle to get out of bed at 10 o'clock, then your body's telling you something. Well, either your body's telling you something, or your mind is telling you something, or it could be a combination of both, because it may just be that you're mentally down, and so your brain tells your body to shut down a bit, take more rest, in order for me, the brain that is, to get more rest. I don't know, just I could ramble on about all kinds of things, and I ain't going to do that this morning, because my mind just seems to be a whole mess this morning. I felt good, I felt down, I felt really good, I felt down. I've been up and down this morning. Yes. There's a load of analogies towards being up and down. At this present time and moment. At this present time. That sounds like a song. Oh, I need to write that down. I feel pretty much okay. Physically, I'm feeling pretty good. Ripped. Well, not exactly. I'm feeling good physically. And mentally, when you say mentally, you know, there's a big difference, isn't it, between mentally and emotionally, or is there, or is it the same thing? I have no clue. Let's just say emotionally, this morning, I'm feeling okay, I'm feeling pretty good, Christmas is coming tomorrow, and all the excitement that won't bring me, what a downer, eh? No, I'm doing my damnedest to feel in a joyous mood. Honestly, I am. But there are so many emotions flooding through me at any one moment. And it's a constant unconscious battle, I would say, because I'm not consciously going about thinking, oh, you're feeling down, Mac. Oh, you're feeling out. No, nothing like that. Just, I can't help it. It's who it is. And all I can say is it's thoughts and all kinds of things that make me so emotional. And that, as I said, that emotion can be good. I can feel good. I can feel bright and chirpy. Or I can feel the opposite. And I don't suppose I am any different from anyone else. It just depends on what level of good emotions in your mind at that particular time, or bad. I don't know, there's loads of people out there at Christmas time that don't welcome Christmas in any way whatsoever. I've spoken to people very recently. I spoke to a woman just very recently, 2 days ago in fact, who told me she hates Christmas, and I know she doesn't hate Christmas. I know what she means is she hates the time of year simply because of circumstances in her life and so on, you know. Maybe I should consider myself fortunate that I have a good wife, I have a good home, I have a log fire, which I'm going to light in about a quarter of an hour, it's because it's Christmas Eve. I'm going to light it a bit earlier today. But I have lots going for me, and I really should, and this is the point I'm trying to make, I really should be feeling good. No, I should be feeling really good. That's what I'm trying to say. I should be feeling really good, but I only feel good. And yes, leave it at that. Oh, Mrs. Blackbird has just arrived. She's having a wee bath. Don't know if you'll hear it from here. She's giving herself a good wee bath. Oh, yeah, I've heard that. That's underwing. Like us doing our oxters. Underwing flap. Thing is that the time that she and hubby has a good bath in the mornings, they empty this thing and I've got to fill it up again because there's not enough for them to drink. Isn't that cool? That's made me feel better already. You see? She just turned the other way, faced the other way, and I don't know if that makes any difference whatsoever, but maybe it does to her. See, that just cheers me up. Just something simple. Maybe that's what I need. I need to stop myself thinking about the complicated things in my life and look at the simple things. Now I know a song about that. And a blackbird can cheer me up because she's having a bath. Done and off, and now she'll give herself a wee preen up in the bush. Simple things. And in case I don't get around to saying this at any time over the next or the day or tomorrow, Merry Christmas everyone. Merry Christmas. I mean that most sincerely. I hope you all have a wonderful time with your family or friends or both. Whatever. Yes. Not going to try and be clever. Just Merry Christmas, everyone.